And welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3369. And today's date is June 3rd, 2024. And the title of the episode is Deep State Riots, Jail, Antifa. What happens if there's a White House breach planned long ago? You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to threeharmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, threeharmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at threeharmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see the narrative that they're trying to build right now. They're trying to convince the people that Trump, his supporters, they're going to riot. They're going to cause a civil war. And I do believe that this is just the beginning. Now, once again, they would love the Trump supporters to be out on the streets rioting. And I do believe they're going to give everything that they have to try to get the Trump supporters out there. This is the first phase of it where they're trying to get people angry. Now, Trump, most likely, he will probably go to jail. He might spend a day or two in the clink, as he would say. And I do believe they're going to try to push this narrative where Trump supporters are angry. But think about as we go down the line, they're going to have to really step this up, and they're really going to have to show that the Trump supporters are angry. So every step of the way, that's exactly what they're going to do. And think about what they're going to do as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. When do you really want the Trump supporters angry? Right before the elections. And I do believe this is exactly what they're going to try to do. So think about it. As we approach the elections, they're going to keep this up that, you know, Trump's a felon. You can't vote for him. Yes, he might spend a day or two in jail. Then they'll come up with something else. But as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe to get the Trump supporters angry, they're going to have to do something where the entire system is shut down so the people can't vote for their president. So I do believe what we're going to see is we're going to see an attack on this country, and it's going to be a national emergency. And I do believe they're going to say, because of this national emergency, we're going to have to delay the elections. Now, are they going to push the narrative that the Trump supporters are very angry about this? Of course they are. Now, we take this to the next step. Yes, there's a little bit of a delay, but then all of a sudden we're using paper ballots. People have to go in person. They have to show ID. And the election is then won by Trump and won by a lot. All of a sudden, what is the deep state going to do? They are going to say, okay, we're not going to certify. We would like to look at the elections. We think Trump cheated. Now, are they going to build the narrative that Trump supporters are angry? Absolutely. Now, think about why they're doing this, and think about what Trump and the Patriots are planning. Go back in time to the George Floyd riots. Remember when they tried to breach the White House? Remember when Trump was brought down to a safe location in the White House because they thought that the rioters were going to storm the White House? Well, I do believe what Trump is going to do, just like everything else, think about the 16-year plan. Who's going to start the war? Trump is going to start the war. Well, who's really starting the war? Biden is. We're going to have a border crisis because of Trump. Well, who really has a border crisis? Oh, Biden. Trump is going to destroy the economy. Well, actually, Biden is destroying the economy. Now think about what's going to happen during the elections. Remember when they said that Trump isn't going to leave the White House? He's going to stay there. They're going to have to drag him out. I do believe Trump is now turning this on them. I do believe with all of this narrative that Trump supporters are angry, they're going to push the idea that Trump supporters are attacking the White House. They're breaching the White House. Now, is it really going to be the Trump supporters? They would love it to be the Trump supporters, but I do believe it's going to be Antifa, the illegals dressed up as Trump supporters. They're going to use them to push this narrative. What happens if this happens? Well, I do believe the Biden administration, it could be Kamala in office or the non-elected people, they're going to say, okay, we need to stop this. Will they initiate maybe martial law? Will they do something where they stay in control in the White House because they don't want to leave? They want to stay there. Now, do you think this plan is going to work in the end? Who's going to be dragged out of there? Remember, the deep state players, they need to make up a story. They need an event to stay in the White House. They just can't say we're staying. No one would buy that. If they have an event, just like January 6th, remember January 6th? There was confidential human sources. There was the FBI, people dressed up as Trump supporters. Well, this time around, I do believe that it's not the deep state that's going to be in control of this. It's going to be the Patriots. And the Patriots are going to show everyone, these are the true dictators. Look what they're doing right now. These aren't Trump supporters. These are illegals. This is Antifa. The military is going to show the people the truth. And I do believe that most likely the Biden administration might call the ball for all of this. And think about the optics. Think about what the people are going to see and who's going to be dragged out of the White House. It's not going to be Trump. I do believe it's going to be those people that are trying to stay in control. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with Hunter Biden right now, because the jury selection is going on and it has begun. And you have to remember that Hunter Biden, he lied on his gun form, where that form goes into the FBI. They do a background check and they make sure that there's no crime or anything like that. He checked off the box that he didn't use drugs. But again, he did use drugs. So he lied on the form. So once again, he's in a pickle right now. And I do believe Obama is probably driving a lot of this because they're trying to put a lot of pressure on Joe Biden to step down. And I do believe that the Obama administration is going to continually push very, very hard to try to push Joe Biden out there. And if Joe Biden doesn't leave on his own reconnaissance, what are they going to do? They are going to use the 25th Amendment. And what's very interesting is you could see with what's going on with Joe Biden, the DOJ doesn't want to release the audio tapes of Special Counsel Herr and Biden because it shows that Biden is incompetent. So they're trying to protect it, and they're trying to make sure that no one hears it, because if somebody hears the tapes, what's going to happen? The people are going to say he's not competent to be resident. I mean, they couldn't press charges, and now we hear this. Oh, no, he has to be removed. And I do believe we're probably going to get the audio tapes probably at the right time, the right moment. Who will order the release of the tapes? I do believe it's going to be Obama to remove Biden. There's going to be a lot of pressure, but I think eventually what's going to happen is that these audio tapes will be released if Biden doesn't step down on his own. And Jonathan Turley, he tackles the issue of how the DOJ is trying to use the deep fake privilege and how it's not going to work. So the Justice Department, they seek to create a new type of deep fake privilege that would effectively blow away all existing limits on the use of privilege when it comes to audio or visual recordings of a president. Biden made the situation even worse with a disastrous press conference in which he attacked Herr and misrepresented his findings. Herr's ultimate conclusion that Biden's diminished cognitive abilities would undermine any prosecution left many dumbfounded. After all, the man who is too feeble to prosecute is not only running our superpower with a massive nuclear arsenal, but running for re-election to add 4 more years in office. From impeachment to oversight to the 25th Amendment, allowing the removal of a president for incapacities, there are ample reasons for Congress to demand information and evidence from the government on these questions. Congress is also interested in looking at repeated omissions for inaudible statements under this sweeping theory that Biden can legitimately withhold these recordings under executive privilege. Any president could withhold any evidence of incapacity or criminality. Consider the implications of that argument for a second. It would mean that any visual or audio recording of the president could be withheld due to the danger of digital or other manipulation. It would eviscerate any existing limits on privilege assertions. In seeking to prevent malicious actors from altering reality, the government is claiming the right to frame reality as an inherent constitutional prerogative. It is the legal version of a deep fake, misrepresenting the law to mislead citizens into believing that they are better off with less information on the credibility and competence of their president. Now, do I believe that this is going to work in the end? No, I do believe they're giving Biden the chance to step down. And when he doesn't step down, I do believe these audio tapes, they're going to be released. And this is when the 25th Amendment process will start. Now, I do believe they're waiting for Biden to become the nominee. And that's when they'll start pushing all of this. Now, who's going to be pushing all this? I do believe it's going to be Obama, because he's actually running the show. And when you're not doing what the criminal syndicate wants, even if you're Biden, they're going to push you out one way or another. Now, they're going to put pressure on him every step of the way. But I do believe in the end, Biden will probably be very, very stubborn and he won't leave. So I do believe this is when Trump said back in 2020 that the 25th Amendment is not going to hurt him. It's going to actually hurt Biden. I think Trump already knew the playbook. He knew exactly what was going to happen, that they were going to have to get rid of Biden. Because remember, from the very, very beginning, they never wanted Biden as the president. They actually wanted Kamala Harris. Obama really wanted Kamala to be the first black resident. But she was polling at 1%, so that's difficult. Can he still make her the first black DEI resident? Yes, all you got to do is push out Biden and she becomes the acting president and the vice president. Then can you swap one black woman in for, I guess, a black woman, Michael, Michelle, for another? Would anyone question this? No, they wouldn't. So Kamala could say, yes, I'm acting president, but I'm not running. Michelle can come in and say, okay, I am running to be president. And I do believe this is where we're headed right now. But let's see how this all plays out. By the way, Merrick Garland, he is keeping the audio tapes in a SCIF. So that's a sensitive, compartmented information facility. So he's keeping it there, which means tapes are really damning. And I do believe they'll be used later on, which is going to be very, very interesting. Just like it's very interesting that the feds, they actually settled with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Remember Trump called them the lovers? Well, it looks like our tax dollars are funding the settlement payouts, or the payoffs, actually. That's what we should say. They're being paid off right now because, remember, it's one big, gigantic criminal syndicate. So they're being paid for staying quiet, for sticking to the plan, and they're now getting money from we the people. So the Justice Department has agreed to settle long-running litigation stemming from a decision in 2017 to release to the media text messages between two former FBI employees involved in the probe of alleged ties between Russia and Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. In a notice filed with two federal judges in Washington, the Justice Department said it had reached the settlement of legal claims that fired FBI agent Strzok and former FBI attorney Lisa Page brought in 2019. Alleging that the disclosure violated their privacy. So basically, they got paid off. That's really what happened. And I think the people now are seeing this. And I do believe this is going to come back to haunt them, just like everything else. Because again, when the real evidence starts to pour out, people are going to see something very, very different. And remember, Trump has declassified everything, Crossfire, Hurricane, you name it. So the real evidence is going to be dripped out. And I do believe that is going to start to really happen when they do the change of batter, and we're going to see information start to drip out against the Obamas and many, many other people. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the people of this country, they realize that Biden has the ability to shut down the borders, just like he had the ability to open the borders on his own. So he has the ability to shut down the borders on his own. He just didn't want to do it. Why? Because he needs the illegals in this country, number one, to try to use them to cheat in the election. Number two, to use them for chaos, because these illegals, joined up with Antifa, they are the foot soldiers of the deep state players. And you could see that they want as many people in this country as possible. ALX put this out and is pointing to a New York Post article and says, Biden admin offers mass amnesty to migrants as it quietly terminates 350,000 asylum cases. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. ALX responded to this and said, this is an invasion. Data shows that since 2022, more than 350,000 asylum cases filed by migrants have been closed by the U.S. government if the applicants don't have a criminal record or otherwise not deemed to be a threat to this country. This means that while the migrants are not granted or denied asylum, their cases are terminated without a decision on the merits of their asylum claim. They are removed from the legal system and no longer required to check in with authorities. Think about that for a second. And think about all the illegals that are coming in. Most of these individuals are criminals. Remember, they throw away their IDs before they get to the border, because if they seek asylum someplace else, they can't seek asylum here. Plus, if you're a criminal, you don't want your ID. You don't want anyone recognizing you. You don't want proof that you are a criminal. You don't want them to do a background check. So most of these individuals, they remove their ID, they throw them away, and then they come into this country where there's no vetting whatsoever. And the more and more people that come into this country, we can see there's more and more criminals in this country. And every day that passes, there are more crimes. Libs of TikTok put this out on X and said, two NYPD officers were shot last night by a Venezuelan who's in our country illegally. He entered our country illegally in 2023 and was released into our country by the Biden admin. He's been staying at a taxpayer-funded migrant shelter in New York. NYPD officers Christopher Aubrey and his partner Richard Yaruso leaving the hospital today after being shot by a Venezuelan national who's in our country illegally. And again, we're seeing crime and it's getting worse and worse. And these illegals are the ones who are causing these problems. Trump, he put this out on Truth and he said, Biden migrant crime is out of control and is ravaging America. Last night, two brave NYPD officers doing their job were shot by a monster illegal immigrant who came here illegally from Venezuela last year and was living in a taxpayer-funded migrant shelter. Crooked Joe Biden has trafficked in the worst people from around the world, many with heinous criminal records, and unleashed them into our communities. Soros-funded DA Alvin Bragg should focus on keeping the streets of New York safe, but has instead wasted time and money engaging in a ridiculous political witch hunt against yours truly. We must focus on finishing the wall, securing our border, and keeping our streets safe. MAGA 2024. And if you really look at this, you could see that everything that they were doing with Trump when he was in the White House, where they're saying that we don't need a wall, we don't need the border secure, everything is fine. Well, now Trump turned this on them and he's showing the people, look how important it is to have a wall. Look how important it is to vet every single person that comes into this country. Look how important it is to have a secure border. You see, when Trump just told everyone that, many people said, no, we don't need any of that stuff. But now that the people are seeing this, if you look at the poll numbers for this, you could see they're skyrocketing saying, yes, build the wall, secure the border, please do it. Sometimes you got to show the people the truth. And when the people see the crime, the people see all the resources being used up, the kids being kicked out of school so the illegals can come in, our veterans pushed to the side and all the money going to the illegals, this is when people in this country wake up. And that's exactly what is happening. They are waking up. And it's not just here in this country. It's around the world where people are waking up because they see the invasion. And remember, just a couple days ago, we had an individual who's an illegal stab people in Germany and they killed the police officer. And what's very interesting, and Wall Street Silver put this out on X, is that the fake news, they kind of manipulated the headline. He said, this headline is amazing. This is why the legacy media is despised. The headline ignores the fact that an Afghan Muslim did the stabbing. They're trying to fool you into thinking it was someone from the far right rally. And the headline is Germany knife attack police officer dies of his injuries. There's a community note, and it says, headline is misleading and could lead readers of the headline to believe a far-right activist perpetrated the stabbing. The perpetrator was a 25-year-old Afghan counter-protester, and they tried to protect them every way they possibly can. And this is why Trump has always said the fake news is the enemy of the people. And when you look out in Spain, and Radio Genoa put this out, there are boats that are pulling up to the shores in Spain, and these individuals are jumping off. They're all dressed in black. It looks like an invasion. And by the way, there is not a child, not a woman, only young men running away from wherever they came from, running up the beaches, almost like they're storming the beaches and running into the country. It's an invasion. That's what people are seeing right now. And it's becoming clearer and clearer. And you see the same thing here in the United States. And the people now, they want a wall. They want secure borders because they see it. They understand it. Just like they're starting to understand that there is a dark world that the deep state has been keeping a secret for a very long time. And this is human trafficking through the internet, pedophilia, grooming. And you could see that now all of this is coming out. Wall Street Apes put this out and says, whistleblower says Democrats politician ran a dark website for pedophiles. If you want to know how truly evil the people we're dealing with are, you need to hear this. And this is from Nathan Larson, Democrat politician, ran for Congress multiple times, ran a website for pedos to discuss their dark intentions and fantasies. Here's the quote. It's not enough to F kids and take their innocence. You also need to reproduce the next generation with them. Let them see that you prefer to F the offspring you have with them than to have sex with a woman who is no longer jailbait. Here is more to the quote mentioned in this video, but honestly, it just gets so much more dark and disgusting, I won't transcribe it. You can watch the clip and hear it. The whistleblower provided the evidence to major news media. No one would run the story. He says they were all aware of it, including enforcement agencies, but no one would do anything about it. Democrat Nathan Larson is an admitted pedophilia advocate who also was on trial for allegedly grooming and kidnapping a 12-year-old girl. So basically, they're just going to use women as birthing people. And this is why they hate women. This is why they don't want to call them women. This is why they're changing the names, because they want this strange new world and they want to groom everyone and just keep reproducing these young, new, fresh children so they can continue with what they're doing. And you could see this has been their plan from the very, very beginning. So when you hear, you know, what is a woman, why men are dressing up as women, why they're attacking women, because they don't want women to be strong. They don't want women to be out there. They just want them as someone that can give birth and give them what they want. This is the dark world that they're trying to create. And more people are now starting to see it. And it's getting very, very difficult for the deep state players, because the more the people see, the more the people are going, oh, no, not on our watch. And you could see they just unleashed the crazies out there. And people could see this all over the place. And remember, what makes up Antifa? It's the trans people. It's the crazy people. It's the pedophiles. This is why they've been going after the kids. I do believe they hijacked the LGBTQ movement. And they said, okay, we need to piggyback on that. Once people see us with that, then we could start branching off. And we could see that the LGBTQ people, the true people, they're getting pissed off. They're getting angry because now they're giving them a bad name and it's not working in their favor. And you could see that they are now going to battle each other. And I do believe you're going to see a separation of the crazies, the pedophiles, and those people that are just truly gay. And you're going to see a separation in all of this. Now, we're going to be talking about that in just a sec. But what's very interesting, out in Mexico, it looks like we now have a woman president and she won. Again, she is a leftist climate scientist. She loves COVID and she's going to be pushing anything the deep state wants her to push. And this is going to be very, very, very interesting as we move forward. I don't know how long the people will be able to take it, but we'll see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that, yes, war is building. We see it out in the Middle East. We see it out in Ukraine now. The Ukrainians have the ability to fire missiles into Russia, Germany, Poland, the United States, all giving them permission. We see Taiwan and China. We see China's about to invade Taiwan. That will probably happen very, very soon. I wonder if it's going to happen during the summer. But we can see everything is now building. And everything that Biden is trying to do to stop Israel from destroying their funded terrorists, it is not working. And it's getting worse and worse for Biden. And those people that are protesting, they're now going against Biden. Remember, the people of this country, they're lost. They're not for Biden anymore. There are a couple, but they're really not for Biden. All you got to do is look at his rallies. They really don't want Trump because, again, these people, they voted for Biden. They really don't want Trump. So they're like in limbo right now and they don't know what to do. Now, I do believe Obama set it up this way. Not the whole thing. I mean, Biden, they were following the 16-year plan. I do believe Obama knew eventually the people would get disgusted with Biden. People would become lost and they would look for someone that could help where they could go ahead and vote for them. Trump, on the other hand, knew that they were going to follow the 16-year plan. He knew these people were going to be in limbo, and he knew that they were going to have to make a decision. Now, I do believe Trump has the edge over all of this because, again, he's been telling the truth. He's the victim right now. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, he's going to be talking about peace, and people already know his record on the economy, where he can turn this around very, very quickly. So I do believe once we get closer and closer to war, that's what's going to wake a lot of people up. And I don't believe Michelle Obama is going to be able to sway the people into voting for her. Because again, remember, the deep state players, they want war. They're pushing war. So I don't believe this is going to work, especially when the economy also falls apart under the Biden administration. Because remember, Obama, Joe Biden, they're all one and the same. That's how people are going to see them. It might work a little bit in the very beginning, but I do believe it's going to completely implode on itself, especially when Trump and the Patriots start to leak out the information about Obama, how they're treasonous and what they've done in this country. I do believe people are going to learn a lot about Crossfire Hurricane, and people are going to see a lot of this come out. Just like you saw the investigations with Biden, you're going to see the information come out about Obama. And remember, because they brought the case all the way up to the Supreme Court to get Trump's taxes, yes, they can look into Obama also. And they can look to see what companies he has, who he's doing business with. Now, they already set a precedent. They're the ones who set the precedent, not Trump. They set the precedent. So now it can be used on them. But what's very interesting with what's happening with Israel right now, we have a couple of countries that will not allow the Israeli people into their countries. Maldives, they decided to side with the terrorists and ban the Israeli passports, and they're not letting Israelis in there. So you know what's going to happen. Anyone that is Jewish, who has money, they're not going to be going to the Maldives. And it looks like there's going to be probably a boycott. Actually, Bill Ackman says, it's time for us all to boycott the Maldives. And you're going to see that they're going to be in trouble. The tourism is going to fall off, and they're going to have a very, very difficult time. Now, with everything that's happening in the Middle East, we know that Trump, he put together the Abraham Accords. We had peace in the Middle East. And what's very interesting, and Trump is pointing to this article in Daily Mail on Truth, it says Trump's Israel-Arab alliance thwarted Iran's attack. So right there, it tells you everything you need to know. It shows you that what Trump did, it worked. What Biden did didn't work. Actually, Biden reversed everything and everything started to fall apart. And this is what the article says. I'm not going to read the whole thing, just the first line here. Leftist snobs will hate to hear it, but it's thanks to Trump and his Israel-Arab alliance that Iran's attack failed so miserably. Now, says Andrew Neil, Biden must hold his nose and build on Donald's success. Think about this for a second. Everything that they were trying to do to Trump, Trump is doing back to them and showing everyone that he was right. And if everyone followed along, if Biden just followed along with what he did, everything would be okay. Instead, they decided to reverse everything. And now we have a border crisis. We have a crashing economy. We have war that is now picking up, and it's getting worse and worse. Now, very interestingly, it looks like the U.S. right now is going to do a 2 unarmed Minuteman 3 ICBM test, and it looks like they're going to launch this next week. Now, once again, this is just a test of the ICBMs, but of course, we're approaching war. Now, when they launch these, can they do something else? Maybe this will be a cover story for something, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. The first test is scheduled for June 4th from 12:01 a.m. to June 4th, 2024, to 6:01 a.m. And the second test is June 6th from 12:01 a.m. to June 6th, 6:01 a.m. And that's Pacific time. Now, once again, these are not armed, but it's still a missile. Can it be used for something? Maybe. Maybe not. We'll have to see how that all plays out. But again, you can never put anything past the deep state. They will use anything and everything to try to stop Trump. And we could see that Fauci's not having a very good time. He testified in front of Congress. And again, he has lied like he's always lied. Now, if people are expecting these hearings to prove that they're liars, well, you have to remember, liars are always going to lie. They'll lie to protect their other lie. And again, this is not a trial. They're just asking Fauci questions. I do believe what these hearings are for is to catch him in lies and to record it and then ask him questions again, catch him in lies, so all this can be used later. If everyone's expecting all these people to go up there and everyone starts to see the truth, it's not going to happen. What you're going to get is they're going to say something and it's going to contradict what's actually written in an email or in a text that they used a private, you know, email address or something like that. They just want to get this all on record. And Fauci was heckled when he entered the Capitol today. Not really surprising, because soon these people won't be able to walk down the street. And everything that Fauci has been talking about has been a lie. There's no science that backs up any of this. The mass 6 feet apart. Now, again, he keeps trying to convince everyone that we didn't know. The CDC made it up. No. There are people that knew. People knew that the virus was aerosol. It wasn't on water vapor. People knew that masks didn't work because there were peer-reviewed studies that were already done. Everyone already knew this. Plus, he was trying to convince everyone that, oh, it's all those unvaccinated people. That's why we had so many deaths. Well, show me the proof that the vaccines work from the very beginning. Can I see the studies? Can I see that they stopped transmission? Can I see that you didn't get COVID? No. It's all a lie. Actually, the individual from the pharmaceutical company that was being questioned said they never stopped transmission. So they have to prove it to us. We don't have to prove it to them. They're trying to convince everyone to take this. Fauci is out there saying people died because of it. All right, prove to me, in using science, that this stops transmission. Prove to me, using science, that this protected you. Prove to me, using science, that this worked. He won't be able to do it. Remember, they have to show the proof. We do not. And once again, he's gaslighting the people. And under oath, Fauci admitted that he forced our kids to wear masks for no reason. For this alone, he belongs behind bars. And they're trying to make it a big deal. He's getting death threats. Well, think about how many people he killed. Think about how many people he injured from his policies. Think about how many people now are injured or dying from the bioweapon because they lied. Think about that for a second. Clandestine put this out and said Jim Jordan is grinning ear to ear and winking at the end because he knows Fauci just perjured himself, because Jim Jordan is the one who released the emails seen above. Just take a listen to what Jim Jordan, and look at him wink and smirk.
Do you agree that there was a push to downplay the lab leak theory?
Not on my part.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
I think most of the country would find that amazing. I still got 11 seconds.
Look at the facts. I've kept an open mind throughout the entire process.
All right. I yield back.
Oh, he knows. He knows exactly what just happened. Let's talk about protecting our health. On April 23rd, media outlets began to flood headlines with the latest avian flu development. The FDA said it had detected viral particles of H5N1, avian influenza, in milk purchased at grocery stores. While the FDA cautioned that they believe the milk is still safe to drink, others are sounding the alarm. According to news reports, Dr. Eric Topol, founder of Scripps Research Translation Institute, said the finding of viral particles of milk on grocery store shelves means the outbreak is probably more widespread than we know. The dissemination to cows is far greater than we have been led to believe. The FDA assurance that the dairy supply is safe is nice, but it's not based on extensive assessment yet, which they acknowledge. The chief medical board of the wellness company has been closely watching the avian flu H5N1 outbreak in the United States for the last couple of weeks here. And while it's far from certain that most recent strands of bird flu will result in a pandemic, we know that the medical tyrants are never going to be done with us. And with scientists still saying that this bird flu strain could be 100 times worse than COVID, and knowing it's an election year, Americans understand that now, more than ever, we need to be prepared. Do you have what your family needs this time around? Because most doctors still won't even consider prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but we got you covered. Keep listening. The only of its kind, this prescription contagion emergency kit from the wellness company provides you with carefully selected assortment of effective medications for bird flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory illnesses. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer, so you can rest easy knowing that you have an emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Backed by research from experts like Dr. Peter McCullough, the wellness company's contagion emergency kit is a must-have. Every American should have at least one of these kits in their homes. Avoid the chaos, wait times, and price of the hospital, and have exactly what you need for as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. So go to twc.health/x22 and grab your contagion emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Use code x22, which saves you $30 at checkout. Kits are only available in the U.S. So Fauci claims that he kept an open mind in regard to the lab leak theory. Here are the NIH emails confirming that's a lie. Director Francis Collins emails Fauci about how to put down this very destructive conspiracy. Fauci responded to this and said the following: "I would not do anything about this right now. It is a shiny object that will go away with time." Fauci just lied under oath. Oh, they got him. That's what this is really about. It's not about proving anything right now. It's about gathering the evidence, showing that they perjured themselves. Remember, the cover-up always gets you in the end. And while Fauci was protecting the people of this country, it looks like the NIH scientists made $710 million in royalties from drug makers. Why in the world were they making money off of this? Well, because that's really what it was all about. Wall Street Silver responded and said, "How is it possible for people like Fauci to fund gain of function research on a virus, then at the same time profit from the royalties on the vaccine for the same virus?" Because that was the whole plan. Yes, the plan was to usher in the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. The plan was to cheat in the election. The plan was to depopulate. The plan was to make a lot of money and have the pharmaceutical companies make a lot of money. Actually, the pharmaceutical companies didn't even create the mRNA vaccines. It came from the Department of Defense. They sold it to the pharmaceutical companies, just like they created Facebook and sold that, just like they did everything. And now they want to do this with AI. They're going, DARPA and DOD, they're going to create AI, and then they're going to sell it to the social media companies, and they're going to use that to censor people. This is what the criminal syndicate does. But what we've come to find out is that Fauci's cover-up is not working. Newly released emails show Fauci's NIAID deliberately used typos to evade Freedom of Information Act requests. So basically what they do is they take a word and they use a combination of letters to make it look like it's the letter, but it really is two different letters. And we'll use the simple example of Comey. Instead of C-O-M-E-Y, they do C-O-R-N-E-Y. And when you look at the R and E N, it looks like an M. Sometimes you can use a dollar sign. And what happens is when you do this and you do spelling mistakes all over the place, when they do a search on the computer, it doesn't come up. This way, they don't have to produce anything. They can say, "We didn't find it. We don't have it." And this is how they get around giving you the documents. Plus, we've come to learn that Fauci had an outside email address and he was talking to these people, talking about what was going on with COVID. This way, when people search in the government email address, there's nothing there. he's using an outside email address. Let's see, Obama did this, Hillary Clinton did this, Biden did this. Everyone's starting to see a pattern. This is what the criminal syndicate does. It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Now, like we said from the very beginning of this report, or maybe in the middle of the report, it looks like we now have a clash between the pride parades, the LGBTQ community marchers, and the pro-Hamas agitators. They have now clashed, and it looks like they don't want the parade to move forward. Now, I do believe there is going to be a separation, and basically, they're going to fight amongst each other. Because remember, the deep state players, the pedophiles, the trans people, they pretty much hooked on to this gay movement. And I do believe now it is separating and you're going to see clashes all over the place. I do believe most likely this is why the FBI probably warned everyone that there might be an event. Now, of course, the deep state players, they're going to try to use this to their advantage. They're probably going to say, hey, well, it's a conservative that decided to go into the crowd and do something to make these people angry. But you can see that now they are clashing, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. But once again, you can see the deep state players, they're going to use this, if there is going to be an event, to their advantage. Now, we could see as we move forward and we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we could see the deep state players, they're going to push very, very hard to show that the Trump supporters are angry because of all these convictions. And I do believe you're going to see them say, look, he's in jail, he's a convict. I wouldn't be surprised if they remove his immunity and they say, hey, look, the Trump supporters are now angry because the immunity is removed. Then as we get closer and closer to the election, they can use that to say, oh, the Trump supporters are angry because of that, and this is why we're going to have a civil war. If you notice, this is what they're trying to do right now. Trump, he put this out. This is from Clay and Buck, and it says, Stephen Miller, there is an enormous uprising of public anger right now. Of course, like nothing we have seen in recent memory. They've martyred Donald Trump. There's millions and millions of people out there who have very rarely or never voted, who are with Donald Trump. You will win the election if you can get a significant number of those voters. Absolutely. And there's a lot of people that are in limbo right now. But yes, the people, they're angry, they're pissed off, and the deep state players are going to try to use this to their advantage. But I don't think the people, they're going to go along with this. But you can see they're trying to build this up. Now, what's very interesting, we know the Olympics are coming up, and it looks like there was a terror plot, and there was an 18-year-old who was charged with planning to target spectators at the soccer tournament at this year's Summer Olympics in Paris, which is going to open on July 26. And the man, unnamed by authorities, supposedly looking to carry out a violent action on behalf of the Islamic State group. Now, remember, we had Christopher Wray, FBI, telling us that the Islamic State group, they were going to push certain events. And it looks like they were going to try to do something out in France. Now, most likely, something might happen here. And I do believe we might see something happen during the summer. Now, we could see that they're trying to build the narrative for Trump supporters. We have crazy Maxine Waters. She's suggesting that Trump is pushing America towards civil war. So we had Reuters saying that, yes, there are Trump supporters talking about rioting, which there really isn't. Those are agent provocateurs. We have Maxine Waters. She's floating a completely unhinged conspiracy theory that right-wing organizers are training up in the hill somewhere to have a civil war. And this is all being done on purpose. Remember, these individuals, they receive the information. They put the information out there because they need to build the narrative for what is coming. And remember, going back in time, back in 2018, remember, Maxine Waters, she was telling her leftist crowd to harass members of Trump cabinet. Take to the streets. Go. Remember, she was the one pushing civil war. But you can see that they are definitely doing this on purpose. They're pushing all of this. They're pushing it for a specific reason, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later. But you can see that they are now harping on the conviction and the jail time that's coming up. And I do believe the sentencing, which is going to be jail time. And you could see that the people of this country, the people around the world are looking at the United States saying, this is a banana republic. We've never seen this before. Trump, you put this out on Truth and says, when we see this happening in Africa or in Russia, we denounce it as authoritarian and corrupt. Well, the American people have looked at it and decided that the methods and the motives are fundamentally the same. Whatever his detractors may say, I believe that Trump, at his best, could offer the world the strong, confident leadership that it needs. By pursuing these cases, they have helped to make his victory more likely, not less. And we can see there's definitely a double standard. Remember, they like to project everything onto Trump because they've already done it. I'm talking about the deep state players. They have already done the crime, and what they do is they project it onto Trump. But when people now step back and look, they could see the truth. Elon Musk put this out and says, this seems like a double standard. The Steele dossier was unquestionably election interference. Sean Davis responded and said, the series of reports comprising the Steele dossier, a pack of deliberate lies peddled by a corrupt foreign spy and unregistered foreign agent who was illegally funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign, were commissioned in spring of 2016, created in July 2016, spread through the media in the fall of 2016, passed around and peddled by the FBI in September 2016, illegally included in bogus FISA warrants applications beginning in October 2016, used by the FBI director in an attempted extortion attempt against Trump in early January 2017, and were eventually published by BuzzFeed shortly thereafter. So yes, they did exactly what they said Trump did. Are they arrested? Are they going to jail? Absolutely not. Does everyone see the two-tier justice system? I do believe the people do. But I do believe Trump is in control of all of this. I do believe he needed the people to see this. And when you're the victim, you can have the people come to your side. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they set this up where they can appeal this very easily and have the charges dropped. Doc put this out and said, a writ would be good. There's a better legal alternative, though. SCOTUS's Rule 11. It gets expedited review. Breaking. Trump can appeal the New York City Convention to SCOTUS under Rule 11 under 28 U.S.C. Code Section 2101E, an application to the Supreme Court for a writ of certiorari to review a case before judgment has been rendered in the Court of Appeals, may be made at any time before judgment. Then Trump put this out. The sentencing for not having done anything wrong will be, conveniently for the fascists, 4 days before the Republican National Convention. A radical left Soros-backed DA who ran on a platform of I will get Trump, reporting to an acting local judge appointed by the Democrats who is highly conflicted, will make a decision which will determine the future of our nation. The United States Supreme Court must decide. Supreme Court must decide. Looks like it's going to SCOTUS. And Trump, he said he's not afraid of going to jail. He says, I'm not sure the public would stand for it. Now, think about what's happening right now. He might spend a night or two in the clink. He might, you know, be subject to home arrest or something like that. Trump added that he has instructed his lawyers not to beg for a lighter sentence. Why would you beg for a lighter sentence? You're not guilty. So I agree with him completely on that. But what's very interesting is since they scheduled this for July 11th, if you look at post 711, it's very interesting, February 10, 2018. Thank you, Dopey. King to pawn, eyes on. Ooh, it looks like we're getting closer to checkmate here. That's very interesting. Then Trump put this out from Boris Johnson. Thank you to Boris Johnson. This was a machine gun, mob-style hit job on Trump. It was nakedly political and will make his victory more likely, not less. It was nakedly political. It was completely artificial. That's very interesting. The Democrat prosecutors thought they were being so clever, tripping Trump over his technicality, like collaring Al Capone for tax evasion. They probably told themselves, except that everyone with any common sense can see what I consider the real motives, how they were combing the rule book for stuff to use against Trump. The vast mass of American voters could see what I believe was really happening, that the liberal elites were just appalled at Trump's continuing popularity and his ability to connect with voters, and they were using anything they could to find to derail his campaign. This is why the anti-Trump lawfare is backfiring. Absolutely, and it is backfiring big time. And what's very interesting is that Don Jr., Eric Trump, they went out to see the president of El Salvador. They watched his inauguration. And the president of El Salvador says, we don't jail our opposition. Only a banana republic does that. And That's exactly what we're in right now. But what's very interesting, it looks like Jack Smith's case is not going to be heard until after the election. And now it looks like Fani Willis, her case might not be heard until after the election. Now, this is something the deep state players didn't want. So Trump's bid to remove Fani Willis is set for October. So they're going to hear that hearing first, which is then going to push the case beyond November. Now, this is very interesting because remember, the deep state players, the D's, they wanted these cases before the election because they're trying to get rid of what? Immunity. So if these cases are after election, what happens if they remove, and I'm talking about the Supreme Court, what happens if they remove immunity? Well, they don't have the court cases because those are going to be after the election. So immunity is removed. Trump is going to be elected. They might try the cases after he's elected. But then again, he could use this on Biden because he's the outgoing resident. He could also use this on Obama, Bush, and the Clinton, and the rest. This is becoming very, very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is that Chief Justice for the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals tells the clerks to trash all further complaints against Judge Cannon and make it public. So they can't go after Judge Cannon anymore, which means they're not going to have their case until after the election. Was this set up for another purpose? It's starting to seem that way. And it looks like Trump is trying to make the deep state players do something stupid. He was giving an interview and he says, I'm going to declassify files on Epstein, JFK, and 9/11. Now, I do believe they're already declassified, but I do believe he's pushing the deep state into doing something really, really stupid. And that reminds me of Post 381, December 19, 2017. We won't telegraph our moves to the enemy. We will, however, light a fire to flush them out. Do you think there's going to be a lot of people panicking right now? Do you think they're going to push something else? I do believe Trump and the Patriots, this is exactly what they wanted to do because Trump is letting everyone know he will declassify, which I do believe they're already declassified. And he's trying to make the deep state players do something really stupid. Let's see how this plays out. But the people around the country, they are on Trump's side. You could see the parades. You could see the rallies, one out in New Hampshire. You could see out in Staten Island, there are people out there all for Trump. You can see people out in Huntington Beach, California. They're walking around with the Trump flags. And when Trump flew back into West Palm to go to Mar-a-Lago, people were lining the streets for Trump. Do you ever see that for Biden? No, not really. You never see any of that. And what's very interesting is that Trump's donations, they're coming in like crazy. I think he hit something like $200 million already. But there's a lot of small donations. And those are the best leading indicators of which side is going to turn out. Trump added 50,000 new donors in 48 hours. People that are, you know, giving $20, $50, $100. That is absolutely amazing. Yes, there are very, very big donors like Miriam Adelson who gave $100 million. But think about all the people that are saying, you know something, I'm donating to you. That's a really good indicator. Plus, another good indicator is that Trump joined TikTok, which is very, very interesting. And in less than 12 hours, he added 1.4 million followers to his account. Do you know how many Biden has? Now, he's been on TikTok since February, something like 355,000. I think that tells you everything you need to know. And Trump's numbers are moving up and up and up. I think they've just passed 2.5 million followers. That tells you everything you need to know right there. And what's very interesting is that everything the deep state has been trying to do and trying to convince us of, it's basically up is down is up, right is left is right. And Charlie Kirk explains, imagine believing that climate change caused the solar eclipse, that the moon is a planet made of gas, that NPR is honest journalism, that murderers deserve condolences, not their victims, that inflation is caused by greed and not by printing unlimited money, that squatters deserve more rights than homeowners, that you fix racism by being racist to white and Asian people, that you can secure the border by letting everyone in, that white rule rage is the real threat to democracy, that diversity, not unity, is our strength, that DC just needs more money to fix all of our problems, that calling a murderer an animal is offensive, that schools, not parents, should raise our kids, that you can make a girl a boy by cutting off her breasts, that you can make a boy a girl by mangling his genitals, that killing babies is just access to health care. The divide in America is between anyone with a grip on reality and the clinically insane. And I do believe Trump has brought out the clinically insane, and the people, they can see it. It's very, very clear. Now, what's very interesting is I want to go to post 4404. And this is June 4, 2020. It says, important to understand, what happens if a breach occurs at the White House? Attempts coordinated to capture a horrifying moment. What happens then? Heavy protect White House, POTUS warning meant to push rational thought, peaceful protesters, previously coordinated anarchist, anarchy 99, push to victory, White House breach. And think about it. They tried to do this to Trump during the George Floyd riots. Trump, he likes to do everything back to the deep state players. I think he knows their playbook. And think about what is coming. They said when Trump lost in 2020 that he was going to stay in the White House. They were going to have to drag him out. And they were going to show the world that he was a dictator. Now, think about what's approaching right now, the presidential election. They're going to try to make the Trump supporters angry. They're going to try to start a civil war. When the Trump supporters aren't out on the streets, they're going to use their own, and they're going to have people dressed up as Trump supporters. We know the deep state players are going to have a very difficult time cheating in the election. I do believe it's going to be too big to rig, even if they bring in Michelle Michael Obama. So if they can't rig it, they're going to have to delay it. And there are certain mechanisms in place where they're going to go to paper, and you're going to have the military guard the elections. So if you can't delay it, what happens when you don't certify it? Now, they can't send the results back to the legislators because I'm talking about the D's, they changed the law. Remember when Trump made that big deal, Pence should have sent it back, should have sent back the results. The D says, well, we can't allow that to happen again. We're going to have to change the law where the vice president doesn't have the ability to do it. So Trump forced them to do this. So now they can't do that. So now they can just hold the election up and say we're not certifying it. Will that make the Trump supporters angry? Yeah, I do believe so. Will they riot? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to riot and burn down their homes and everything else and burn down D.C. So again, are they going to try to use their riots, their people, to push a national security emergency where these people try to breach the White House and the Biden administration or Kamala, who is ever there, they say we need martial law and we're not leaving because look what the Trump supporters just did. Now, I do believe that means the Biden administration will have to call the ball. Now, you think the military is going to go along with this? No, I do believe the military is going to show that, hey, it wasn't Trump supporters. These are the illegals. This is Antifa. And I believe that Biden, Kamala Harris, those people in the White House, they're not going to want to leave. And most likely, in the end, they're going to have to be dragged out. I mean, we'll have to see how this all plays out. But once again, we're seeing the same thing happen when Trump was running in 2020, when the deep state was pushing the pandemic, they were pushing the cheating, pushing the riots. I do believe what Trump is doing right now, he's going to be using this all on them. That is very interesting. And remember, what do we have approaching? War, chaos, the economy crashing. And that brings me to post 4407, June 4th, 2020. Important to understand, only at the precipice, moment of destruction, will people find the will to change. This is why it had to be this way, because otherwise people will not wake up. People are going to be in limbo because those D's that don't have their candidate, where do we go? We thought Michelle was the person. Now she's not the person. Where do we go? Well, they're going to hear Trump talking about peace. They're going to hear the things they want to hear, and they will find the will to change. Why? because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.